Missouri farm income saw a large increase in 2020 despite the pandemic. Large government payments helped 2020 Missouri net farm income match or exceed the 2014 record of $3.4 billion, according to Abigail Meffert, senior research associate with University of Missouri Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute, FAPRI. Missouri's outlook falls in line with the U.S. Agricultural Market Outlook, a summary of 10-year baseline projections presented March 26 at the annual Abner W. Womack Missouri Agricultural Outlook Conference. At the Womack Conference, FAPRI Director Pat Westhoff reported the U.S. farm income in 2020 increased to the highest level since 2014 due to large government payments and a rebound of commodity prices in the final months of the year. Meffert projects that Missouri net income will fall in 2021 and 2022 due to reduced government payments and higher production costs. Projected income still exceeds the low levels of 2014 to 2018. Strong prices and returns are pushing farmers to plant more acres in soybeans, Missouri's dominant crop. After the floods of 2019, Missouri soybean acreage rebounded in 2020 and may increase further in 2021, perhaps exceeding 6 million acres for the first time. FAPRI projects that soybean acreage in the U.S. will exceed 90 million acres, 7% more than last year. Projected Missouri corn acreage in 2021 remains similar to 2020 levels of about 3.4 million acres. Total area planted of five major crops is predicted to be the same in 2021 as it was in 2018 if normal spring planting conditions prevail. Grain and oilseed prices increased in recent months, in part because of smaller-than-expected 2020 national harvest and strong demand from China for U.S. exports. Projected Missouri corn and soybean prices declined for the 2020 crop, but remained well above 2014 to 2019 prices, said Meffert. Packing plant disruptions and other factors drove producer prices down for cattle in 2020, but cattle prices are projected to go up in 2021 and for the next several years as national production levels off and demand remains strong. USDA reports that Missouri had little over 2 million beef cows and a total of 4.3 million cattle and calves on January 1, 2021. Meffert projects only modest changes in this area. She said crop cash receipts are likely to increase sharply for the second straight year in calendar year 2021 due to higher prices and the increase in crop production in 2020. This takes into account that farm receipt data are on a calendar year basis and the producers often market fall harvested crops over two calendar years. Livestock, poultry, and dairy cash receipts in 2020 were held down by lower cattle prices and other factors. And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. Learning how to pick up trash was really easy. I just picked it up as I went along. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.